I can't believe I'm doing this. My therapist said that it could help, though, so I guess there's no harm. Alright, I'm Xavier. It's currently Monday at 11:43 p.m., and this is stupid and pointless. Alright, yeah, my therapist suggested I make a bit of an audio journal for whenever my thoughts get too loud, but I shouldn't have to share it with anyone. Something about letting me be my most vulnerable because no one will ever hear this, or at least I hope that no one will ever hear this. Yeah, alright. So, fuck, I'm so fucking awkward. I'll just, alright. So, I don't know, I guess I'll talk about my day. I woke up a bit late, so I didn't get to take a shower, but I still got to have tea this morning, and even managed to have a bit of breakfast. It was just some fruit, but hey, it's something. Work was... it was work. Nothing of note happened, really. Same thing every day. But, I got off a bit early, so I had some time to try and make something for dinner. Remember how I used to tell you all the time that I wanted to learn how to make lasagna? Well, I tried. And really failed. I'm learning, though. What else? I finally bought that game you've always told me to get. I'm absolute ass at it, but it's really fun. I'm hoping I get good enough at it to enjoy it to the fullest extent. And I also, whatever. I might as well. It's not like anyone is gonna hear this. My therapist also told me to write down my feelings and thoughts onto a piece of paper and then destroy it. It's supposed to give me a bit of catharsis or something, but I don't know. I ended up writing a letter to you. Can you believe it? I'm never gonna give it to you, but it actually made me feel a bit better about all of this. I couldn't really bring myself to destroy it, though. God, how long has it been since then? It feels like an eternity since I last saw you. I think about you every day, you know? Sometimes it makes it a bit hard to breathe. I really miss you. I know I have no right to say that, but I do miss you. I miss making you smile. I miss feeling your arms around me. I miss kissing your forehead. I miss eating your cooking. And I miss you. You remember last summer, right? I do. We were laying on the hood of your car and just looking up at the stars, getting eaten alive by mosquitoes. We talked about what we'd do this year. We were supposed to go on that road trip across the country, remember? We planned it out so meticulously. Just had to save up a bit. I'm still thinking about going on that road trip. It'll just be me now, but I don't know. It could be good to leave and take my mind off everything, I guess. I heard you found someone. One of our friends told me. I'm really happy for you, genuinely. I hope your new partner is amazing and spoils you endlessly. You deserve it. You deserve so much. You're such an incredible person, and I just wish I could have provided that for you. But obviously, I couldn't. Fuck. I wonder how you'll remember me. What'll you feel when you think back on our relationship? We were together for so long, but it's always the ending that sticks out the most, isn't it? I just wish I wish I could have been better for you. Well, I wish I could have been better for me, but I hate the amount of trouble that I caused you at the end. Our relationship, what we had together, it was far from perfect, but it was damn near. I really hope you're not gonna look back on our relationship and regret it. I couldn't be there for you at the end of it like you deserved, but it was good, wasn't it? For the most part, at least. I always did my best to show you how much I cared, how much I loved you. I know I had trouble saying it, and I know you knew I had trouble saying it, but I loved you so much. I love you so much. That's so unfair of me to say, considering everything, but fuck. Just not having you with me has been hell. It feels like the whole world is moving and going on without me, and I'm stuck in this endless loop where I wake up and feel sad and think about you, and then go to bed. Every day. Every single fucking day, and I'm so tired. Fuck, I'm so tired. I know I'll be okay. That time heals wounds and shit, and therapy has been helping a lot. Not just with this, either. But I just... don't know. I don't know. I can't help but feel like everyone but me is able to keep going forward, where I just stay here. I feel so damn stuck, and I just still love you. Fuck, I love you so much. But I also know that we can never go back to the way we were. We've both gotten older. We've changed, and you're with someone else now. And that's, like I said, I'm really happy for you. I don't know. Will you remember the good parts too? Will you remember our movie nights and our pizza dates? Will you remember when we'd wake up next to each other and pretend that nothing else existed in the world? Or am I just destined to be a wrinkle in your life? An inconvenience that acted more as a life lesson than anything else? Will you remember me for who I really am? Not who I became, but who I am. The boy that loves you so much that he'd do anything for you. I'd give you the moon and the stars on a silver platter if you just asked. Even now. I don't know. One day, I'll get over all these shitty feelings, and I'll be able to function like a proper human. But I guess I just don't want to let go of the feeling of loving you. It hurts. God, it hurts so much. But I guess it's worth it. You're such an easy person for me to love. It's harder not to. I don't want to let go yet. Not because I think you'll bust down my door and decide to take me back, but because I don't know. That's the problem, I guess. I don't want to stop loving you, but I also don't know why. I really don't know. I don't know anything. That's part of the fun of life, though, isn't it? Not knowing anything. It's scary. But it also means that you can just live and not have to worry too much. whatever happens, happens. We don't know what the world has in store for us. I didn't know I'd ever get to meet you. And I sure as hell never knew that you'd have the effect that you do. You changed my heart. For the better, of course. And I just... I don't know. If it was destined to end, I just wish I got the chance to end it in a better way. I don't know. I'm worried that you'll forget about me, I think. That just proves that I really meant nothing to you, doesn't it? At least if you hate me, you'll never forget me. That's not really a healthy way of thinking, though. I hope I had a net positive effect on your life. And I hope you continue to learn and grow. You're an amazing person. And I just... I don't know. Will you remember me? Will you remember the way that you felt when you were next to me? That's all I can take. I guess I feel better, but fuck my headaches. I'm gonna go take some painkillers and then head to sleep. I hope you're doing all right. I hope that whatever you got going on makes you happy. You deserve it. Okay. That ends it then. It was nice talking to you. Even though I guess you'll never hear this. Good night. Sleep well.